Steve Vignante. How did we go? I haven't seen you since we went out to Jack's Taylor's. How did we not take a photo together? Darn it.
I thought about that this morning.
You guys, all I can say as a teaser is stay tuned because we're going to be teaming up to, if you've ever thought about launching a podcast, if you have an existing podcast, you want to grow it. We had Podcast Movement is in town and we had some incredible meetings yesterday. And we just had a ball and we were chit-chatting so much. We forgot to even take a photo. So stay tuned. More to come.
I thought about that. I was like, oh my God, no photo.
No photo. So I rushed home from that. I was so exhausted. We had boneless chicken wings. They were lovely. And nachos. And we devoured our chicken nachos and our french fries. We stuffed our faces. And we were meeting after meeting after chat. And then
for everyone that thinks I don't eat, you saw it firsthand, girl.
Yeah, but you still look good. The Ozempic still looks like it is kind of working for you because you look
it's
great.
It's working again. We have a little resurgence on Ozempic.
I don't think you should get any skinnier. The way you looked last night, you look healthy. You looked normal, like you ate normal. You look great. You know, I mean, you didn't look, I don't know, skeleton-like. No, because there were times where you were like, oh, your face was like sunken in. Mm-mm. Honey, you look great.
I'll keep living my life. But I did see you in person. Then I got a haircut. You know, my haircutter cuts both Gage and Jeff Lewis's hair. I go to Gino, who's like the number one under Chaz Dean, but he doesn't cut their hair at the same time. And he was heading out from the, he's like, you're my last customer today in studio. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to cut your friend Jeff Lewis's hair. So Jeff doesn't even, such a diva. He can't even go in. He has the hair cutter come to him. And by the way, Gino spills no secret. So before Jeff, now this gets out and then Jeff calls Gino and is like, why are you fucking talking to this kid about me? Gino spills no secrets. He just knows what I do for a living. And he's like, I'm going to see Jeff. I'm like, oh, I'm sure I'm his favorite person these days.
You should send your regards to Jeff and you need to be
always
on the Jeff Lewis Radio Sirius XM channel.
I'm available.
When is Miss Yontif getting Jeff a cameo? Lewis? When? Who?
James, because he is picking out Allie's clothes at the beginning of this episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules.
Is that cute or creepy?
Season 11, episode 9. Here's our full review. I loved it. I have never liked... Okay, Brock and Allie Cat are my two favorites. Hands down. Last night's episode, I was back on board. So juicy.
What a good episode.
This week, I say this franchise survives. And in fact, my husband and I are so addicted to watching this show, we rewind so we can get every tidbit of detail. It was so good. Alley Cat is my favorite. I don't like to shop either. And this sounds very Jeff Lewis, but I actually hire a personal shopper because I do not want to shop.
Excuse me, Diva.
I don't pick
out.
Diva alert. I would say four times a year. I only shop for clothes four times a year. Braxton is my personal shopper. We meet up. We shop for 4 hours at like discount place, Zara, Nordy's, Bloomie's sales, all these things. We probably buy, I don't even, $1,000, $2,000 in clothes. And then he comes to my house. He puts together all the outfits, jewelry, shoes, everything, takes a photo. And then so I can just scroll through and look at my outfits because I hate to shop. I am with Alley Cat. I thought that was great. Is it a little creepy? Now, it's weird.
You're like a dude.
I have a shopping addiction. Really?
And I put together my could shop and often do. Shop every day and just... It's an addiction, they call it. But you're like a dude.
I'm a dude. It's actually embarrassing. I need to buy new handbags. I buy so few handbags. I know you're at Louis Vuitton. Even if I were making Miss Yontif's salary, I don't even think I would go to Louis Vuitton that much. I don't even like to go that much.
I don't recommend it. Just stay away, everybody.
I
it's
am
a slippery
dude.
Slope. It's a little creepy about James, but Alley Cat loves it. I agree with you. This was a great episode. Love Alley Cat. And we'll get into it in a few minutes. This Brock, don't count out the tall, gentle giant types. This Brock is a shadester. Not really, but he's a shadester.
I love him. Okay, where do you want to begin with this episode? We start out this episode. I'm thinking they're not making these edits look very good for our girl Ariana. But we find out pretty quickly in the episode that Schwartzy has had his attorneys draw up a letter offering
Sandoval.
Sandoval has given Ariana an offer to pay her current market value for her half of the house.
He says the entire amount. Now, I need to know what that means, because it's like that's a very vague term. I mean, you're not offering to buy her out of the whole amount of the house. Yeah? I don't understand. Like, if they bought it together, wouldn't you just, I know I'm lost in the weeds again, guys, but wouldn't you just owe half? Like if it was $3 million, like if it was $2 million and you each bought $1 million in, you would have to now assess it for fair market value. So like say it's worth $3 million, then wouldn't you need to give her 1.5 and not the full amount? If you paid half, I don't know.
Great question.
I just think it's when he says entire amount, I'm not sure that that's accurately edited, because like what is the entire amount to me means like entire, I don't know. But yes, he does want her out of the house. And I agree with Lala's statements that like, this is weird at this point. You're that miserable, take the money and run. Again, I said this weeks ago, in business, you just sometimes lose a few dollars. You don't lose a gazillion dollars, but at this point, you could have already invested the money. Now, we do know she just bought a new house. I get it. But you could have done that a lot long ago. And I'm not even so, this does not mean we sold the old house, people. She just bought a new house. So, yeah, sorry you're going to take $200,000 less. I mean, I've done business dealings where I've taken a little less just to get out of a situation and move on with life. It's called being an adult.
Well, I think she has a whole different version that played out in the press. Didn't she come out and I think she explained more about what that offer was, and it was actually far below market value, I think.
Anyhow,
we learned that, right? And then the show is finally, we're moving on from Sandoval and Ariana and Raquel when Lala and Schwartzy go to Creations and have acai bowls and, ginger shots. And he confesses that he made out with Sheena when he was like dating Katie one time in Vegas. And this is shocking news to Lala Kent. And that kicks off episode.
Kicks off a great episode. Before that, we do see Ariana trying to poach Anne, but really Anne's offering herself up for the job, which is lovely. And Schwartzy, she does reveal that she would break Schwartzy's dick if she were to go there with him. You know, they joke about this is a date and she's like, I'd break your dick. And he does, admit that. And I mean, last week on Patreon, I compared Schwartz to Joe Bonino, the Sages. Do you know my friend, the Sage?
Yeah.
Mods the Sage. I compared Schwartzy to Joe Bonino on the Patreon, saying that we have two small dicks. And I asked the audience who has a smaller dick between Joe Bonino, the Sarge's husband, and Schwartz.
What'd they say?
It's a tough call, believe it or not. A lot of people said Schwartz and a lot of people said Bonino.
Are you meaning in literal size? Or are you meaning that they both seem just as like women just wear the pants in every relationship they have?
All of the above. Two small dicks, women wearing the pants. I mean it in every way imaginable. Small dick. That's Schwartzy. It's got to be small, girl. But sometimes the women tell me that size doesn't matter. I don't know. That's what I hear. A whole nother story. Excuse me.
It doesn't size like, okay, there's just two extremes, right? There is micro penises, and I haven't been with a micro. I've had a guy that had
really
never. What am would look like a small dick chick.
Okay, well, no, I mean, like, I see you put the sunglasses on for everyone watching on YouTube. She puts those on because I guess it's a racy conversation. people are still going to know it's you, dear. What was I going to say? No, I mean, I think my numbers are probably, you know, hundreds times what yours are. So just the process of elimination, if you've been around the world and then some, you see a few micros. But go on.
Okay, somehow so you've been with some digress. Micros. I mean, do you mind a micro? I mean, I've been with some small penises and I've been with some very large ones. And, you know, the large ones are great at first. And then it's like, it's a lot of schween. I mean, it's a lot. And
I once was with this guy who was so fucking hot, like gorgeous, and he had a micro. And it's like, you know what? God giveth and God taketh away. FYI. Just FYI. This is what happens, guys, when I'm exhausted. So God giveth and God taketh away. Do you believe this? This kiss between Schwartzy and Sheena?
Yeah. Don't you? I mean, I don't know. You know this show better than I do, but I say yes.
I don't know. How could this, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. How could this not have come out? I mean, that's the thing. How could this not have come out all these years? As you said, when we started season 11, how could this have not come out? They were there since day one.
Because they all drink and use so many drugs that, I mean, aren't some things hazy? Aren't some things like hazy? And here's the thing. Do I think this was a passionate, intentional makeout the way that Tom Schwartz described it? No. Do I think that this was like Sheena said, oh, sure, he pulled me over to the corner and he kind of kissed me and I rejected his advances because I was there for whatever cheerleading competition for my sister. I think that was probably more it. So it was never classified as a kiss, really. But I think when the producers were sitting them all down going, all right, so what else have we got? And Tom Schwartz probably said, well, there's one time, you know, Sheena and I almost kissed. And they were like, perfect. We'll take that. It's going to be a passionate makeout. We'll go from there. That's what I think.
Listen, Lala, she's been at this long enough. She knows what she's doing. I love how she's just like, what? Like, she's, you know, they all know how to produce the show from within. So I love how she was like, oh, no, this is actually something. And I do believe that Schwartz is that clueless that he's like, oh, wait, this is becoming a storyline right before my very eyes. Oh, wait, hold on. Hats out of the bag, Schwartzy.
I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Shvan has their standing desk and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. How ironic! I love this. Got a new podcast for you to listen to. Yes, I do. It's the Dr. John Delaney Show. Schman and I were actually playing a clip from Dr. John's podcast because he was doing the topic of, are youth travel sports ruining families? Well, Dr. John Delaney has over 20 years of sitting with families and dealing with hurting people and mental health issues. He has a PhD in counseling. Delaney walks alongside real people as they navigate tough decisions. And this is actually something that I really enjoy about his show. It's caller-driven. I feel like I'm going to have to get a caller-driven show, Dr. John. I love this. Anyway, listen to the Dr. John Delaney Show wherever you get your podcasts, or you can follow the link in the description of this podcast episode. I always make it very, very easy to find my sponsors and people that I partner with. So start downloading and listening today to the Dr. John Delaney podcast. Enjoy.
He kissed her. Okay. Well, listen, for the sake of this argument in this episode, I will go with the fact that it's real. I'm not so sure. Could be made up. I think it's probably made up. But apparently they kissed. And Lala is, listen, Andy Cohn said, all you stay tuned. He's like, Lala is the voice of reason this season. I mean, she is the voice of reason on this episode. She's just like, what? What? So then, yes, so that happens. What else? We have this party where the, you know, have you ever been to Ziggy?
No, I've never been there.
I pass by Ziggy all the time. It's here, like in my backyard in Hollywood. We won't reveal where you live. You don't like that. But it's close to where I live, darling. So we'll go to the Zigster.
All right,
let's go. Take some pictures for the kids. So James gets a job. He's DJing. Did you see James got with the big dogs a few weeks, 2 weeks ago? He was with Paulie D opening up. And Mr. Kennedy posted, I'm with a legend. Listen, James does okay each night. Paulie does 10 times better. You know what I'm saying? But our boy was out with Paulie D. He got a gig. But here he was at the Ziggy Hotel and spinning the tunes. What'd you think about his DJ skills over there?
You know, I think I'd have to see him in person to see how it really flows. But, I mean, it looked fine. Everybody was having a good time. You know, I never like a girl group of bullies. And I'm a fan of Joe. Mm-hmm. Even though I get messages, Joe is a weirdo. People slide into my DMs to tell me I'm on an island and I'm the only person that likes Joe. I think Joe is weird. She has ADD. I think you can tell that. But she came to this DJ party. Now, I will say too, James did not seem thrilled to see Schwartz. Schwartz went over, was like, hey, man, leans in. And Kennedy's sort of like, hey, you know, how are you? So maybe things still a little tense between them. Allie is out there on the dance floor. I mean, she's trying to get the crowds going. What a great girlfriend. And then
Very pretty girl.
Beautiful. And then we see.
And by the way, you do not approach the DJ booth and interrupt Mr. Kennedy at work, Sarah.
Pardon me. You should know that. Okay, well, whatever. I never care. I go up to these celebrities all the time. As you know, I was very triggered because I saw Ken. On last night's episode. And, you know, of course, Ken at BravoCon would not take a photo with me.
I've been out with you. You go up to them all, girl. Chasing, who is it? LeVar Burton out of Craig's or something. I'm like, who the fuck is she chasing? Then we sit down next to someone. She's like, this is someone famous. I'm like, it's not. Turns out it was somebody.
HBO Hacks. He's the guy in HBO Hacks. Anyhow,
I don't know that person. Such a great show. Go on.
No, I thought that was a scene that I hope we get some resolution because Joe ends up leaving crying. And I thought Sheena was a bitch. I thought they were a bitch to her. Sheena was saying, don't wear a hat. You don't know where to, you don't need to wear the Tom hat. You're like doing too much. And their hatred for Joe is that Joe and Schwartzy apparently went to a Big Bear weekend with Raquel and Tom Sandoval. And so Joe was aware. Now, I can understand the women not liking that. You know, that's not very good girl code. But was Joe ever really any of their friends or was she always Schwartz's friends? Because I don't know. That would be like you having an affair and my husband and I going because we've known you and been friends with you for a long time and you're with your other guy. What am I going to do? Go, oh, I'm sorry, sir. Your friend group. I want to be loyal to your friend group. So I'm going to leave. I mean, She's not their friends, right? Or am I missing something?
You are missing nothing. Look, I don't particularly like her. By the way, a lot of people slip into my DMs and say, I'm with Sarah. Joe's not, Joe's
Oh, really?
cool. So they're always looking for a fight on the opposite side. She's, no, look, I don't like to see anyone cry. I really don't. So that bothered me. The poor thing cried, you know, and I think it was legitimate. I don't think she was acting for the cameras. So she's slowly growing on me. She just doesn't fit into this show. That's all.
I know she's a little bit, she is quirky. I think she fits in great. Not as a main friend, but as a, I love that in the confessional, she wears no makeup. She just sits cross-legged. I think it's so refreshing because they all look the same now. You know, they all have the slicked back hair. They all have the long pointy nails. The makeup is all done. They all look the same. It's refreshing to see Joe and Allie look different, act different, not really care what they look like. Like, great, let's represent that.
Allie seems pretty similar to the rest of them to me.
Well, Allie seems like she's too nice yet to, you know, get in there and have any objections. Lala's a strong personality. Katie Malone is a strong personality. I mean, that's, are you going to jump right in and have objections?
We have someone else who has a strong personality this season. Miss Maddox. Oh, she ain't playing this season, girl.
And I'm with Lala. It's starting to get bitter. Now, I have flip-flopped throughout this season.
She left in tears. Okay, talk to me.
I have flip-flopped. I have understood Ariana's point of view much more. I have. With Tom and Tom's narcissism. And I have more empathy for Ariana Maddox. Last night, I did not. Tom brought a new girlfriend there. Ariana made it a point to tell her, oh, why are you with this 41-year-old narcissist? Move on with your, don't waste your time with him. Don't, like, what are you so big? I don't know. I just think that's such a red flag.
Rolling her eyes.
Rolling her eyes, telling this woman how shitty Tom is.
Yes. What about when Tom came over? Did you stop breathing? I stopped breathing. Tom and Ariana speak for the first time.
Yeah, big moments.
I could not. Now, obviously, a producer said, Tom, you're going to go speak to Ariana. I assume a producer said, Ariana, I'm sorry. He's coming. He's coming in. He's coming in. You want that? They want that extra $1,000? Guys, wire her an extra $2,000. She's poo-pooing. Yeah, she signed a contract. What are we going to do? Get in a lawsuit? Put the $2,500 in the bank now. Katie, you shut up. You're getting nothing. And then he comes in, but that was like she didn't even look. Wow. What'd you think about them? Him speaking to her, honey?
I thought that was a huge scene. I did. I thought that was a big scene. I too stopped for a second. And
I stopped.
Yeah. I mean, right? It was the first kind of time we've seen them have any sort of communication together, which we knew was going to happen. And I think we see more scenes that are coming up. So, yeah, I mean, overall for me, that wasn't the most significant thing. I guess I was kind of enamored the whole show with at least other storylines that were happening. That's how I don't know. It wasn't as significant for me, I guess. But you...
I don't know. I stopped breathing. I stopped breathing in my tracks. I could not believe it when he spoke to her. Honestly, I really couldn't. She did say that to the other one. And I thought the other scene... This is the scene where I thought it was like, wow. Next season is really going to be Katie and Ariana versus everyone. When Tom Schwartz came over... And he and Katie was like, yeah, you kissed her. And then Ariana starts chiming in. And I also love how Lisa and Ken are there. And Lisa's like, Shayna. And Ken is like, no, not Shayna. There's my British accent for today. Ken's like, Shayna, really? And she's like, no, we would have known this. Oh, and we're having the sandwiches. Oh, we'll get into something about her in a few minutes, honey. But...
Solved.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. But and then Ariana's like, yeah, what's wrong? Oh, excuse. Like, Ariana was just like, in his face, where she's like, "Oh, is this an excuse I hear?" Oh, and he's just like, "I'm sick of the two of you. It's gonna be Ariana and Katie versus everybody next season. Everybody. Lala's gonna be in with Sandoval. Sheena will come around. Get ready for a new season. What do you
And
think?"
everyone's going to hate them. I just think everyone is going to hate them. Yeah, I think they need to.
Hate.
It's getting a little tiring about Schwartz. And of course, it gets more tiring because then we end up seeing that Katie spent the night with Tom's best friend and bar manager. And so she's completely
And
caught off guard.
behind the Velvet Rope podcast guest, Max Aboyance.
When was Max on?
Back in the day, Max was on that season where Stassi got fired and Kristen got fired. Max and Brett, the other newbie, got fired for racially insensitive past. And I had on, I actually, here's a fun fact. We would always chat on Instagram, me and his mother, which I understand a mother who is just worried for a child that is being canceled by the world. I mean, we're over that now. You never stay canceled forever, guys. Just remember that. Keep your heads up when life tries to cancel you.
Now you might
But
as well just
you
post the
know,
next day. You're never
yeah,
canceled.
now you get canceled for an
It
hour. You know
used
what
to
I'm
be
saying?
you took a break and you
Oh,
reflected and
forget
then you
that.
came out with an apology. Don't bother. Just
Forget it.
post. If you did something wrong, just own it that day and then post the next and move. Keep it absolutely moving because people will still be
Keep it
huge
moving,
fans.
Ruben.
As we see, look at Jax Taylor, look at Stassi. I mean, huge podcasts and opportunities and Kristen Doty back on television.
Keep it moving and grooving. Matt Lauer in the Hamptons. Red carpets rolled out when he walks into a place. Moving and grooving. Yeah, we're horrible people. They did bad things. Blah, blah, blah. Crucify me and Sarah tomorrow. I just don't have the energy now. Max Boyens broke his silence on the Behind the Velvet Rope podcast, talked all about the racially insensitive past, and we held his feet to the fire as much as we could, and then we moved on. So go listen to that.
Wait, what was Max cut? Like, did he have like insensitive tweets or something? Was it like social media posts that came out and he was making racist jokes or something? What was the.
Yes. Now
Okay.
I don't know the exact, because I mean, I don't remember what I did 3 hours ago. Okay. I don't remember. But yes, there were racially insensitive tweets. And I mean, I remember around what they said, but I really don't remember exactly what they said. And it was against, I believe, the Asian community, the Black community. Maybe the gay community, but definitely Black and Asian communities. And yeah, we had him on the podcast. So there you go, everybody. Go listen to our chat with Max Boyens. The mother and I, his mother, we talk all the time on Instagram. She was a mother worried about her son. I can understand that.
Sure. Well, hopefully Max has changed, and some people try to, they think they're funny and they're not, or maybe he really believes it. I don't know. Regardless,
He's a
Katie spent
horny
the
little
night with him.
fucker.
Yeah.
He's a horny little fucker, right?
Guess so.
He gave it to Katie and she took it and she loved it. And he loved it. She's horny. He's horny. They did it. I mean, I don't know what else you want me to say.
This show is so incestuous. It's so incestuous. Katie and Schwartz they are completely just sexual napalm for each other. I mean, they will not leave one another alone. It is so weird. I think that was so bizarre of Katie. I cannot even imagine. And Max, where's your loyalty to your bro?
Best friend, apparently.
Even if they're friends just hanging out, dude, leave the house. Why are you spending the night there? Wild.
And listen, I love how they keep saying Boyens, like they're bringing his last name into it. And I love how it's like they're listening. And like, I see Andy's point. Lala's like, what? Like, okay, yeah, that is your best friend. You're doing it with his wife, Katie. Look, Tom Sandoval has a point. What is the double standard here with Katie Maloney? Then even Lala, she's like, Katie, I don't understand. So Lala is just seeing the light and she is just like, What is going on here? What am I? I mean, I don't know why you're shocked, Lala. Like, have you met Jax and Tom and Kristen and Stassi and the whole group? I mean, she's just like, this is classic Vanderpump. This Sarah, this episode that you like so much, this is what you missed. Seasons 1 through 8. No, 1 through 7. This is the show times, imagine times 10. Imagine Jax sleeping with Kristen while Kristen is dating Sandoval, and then Kristen lies about it, and then she finally admits it and gets slapped in the face by Stassi. And Lisa is just shocked. So this is what you missed. This is classic Vanderpump 101.
It was great.
I loved it. She slept with Max Boyance, his best friend. Listen, back in the day, Max, during COVID, when he was being canceled, he really was friends with them. He would always go over Schwartz's, Sandy's. He was the manager at Tom Tom. I believe he actually, I think I know, remember, I forgot the time, he lost his real job too.
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20.
Think.
Well, they make him sound like in the episode that he still has a job. Or were they talking in past tense? I thought they said
past tense.
Oh,
baby.
He
past
was the
tense.
Manager. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he's working somewhere. And that was great. And I love that the tables are turning. I love that we're moving on from Sandoval and Raquel, and we are speaking less and less about Raquel. Brock in the mix. I thought it was great, but I do want to go back up because
sure.
Well, we see something about her, and I'm going to say I think we are setting up. I think LVP is dropping some strategic lines. We are going to be ready for the bombshell reveal next year that it is never opening. That something about her was a flop and never opened. Because Lisa Vanderpump is so interestingly saying, isn't it weird, darling? It's been a year. They've sunk so much money into it, and yet they haven't been able to open. They'd be making a fortune on these sandwiches if they could just open. And I thought, well, Lisa, you're the queen of West Hollywood. Lisa and Ken, I'm sure, know California. They know Los Angeles. They know all the players to get your permits passed. So, and I know that they're not a part of it. They're not business partners of something about her. But don't you think it's strange? I mean, we have another sandwich tasting that happens, and the interior looks beautiful.
The same thing. Same sandwiches, according to Lala and Lisa Vanderpump. Well, Ken is like the same thing, and Lisa's like, darling, this is a year later. It's not the same. Well, actually, Lisa Vanderpump, it's the fucking exact same, except for one piece of bread.
Ariana's like, and don't worry, the bread's going to be toasted every day.
Like, that's Lisa's like, and listen, I will go back. You know where it is. It's between Chicone's and the Abbey, two of my favorite places. That is fucking, forget about Jax's and Studio City, the other shit, Schwartz and Sandy's and the strip mall. That's not cheap either, but this is, I don't care how small it is, between Chicone's and the Abbey on that street. It's right near Sutton's store. That is so fucking expensive. This isn't like I bought an apartment and I'm closing on it in 2 years and I'm not paying. You're paying every month while it sits there. It's like, that's crazy. Now, apparently, there was a podcast, I don't know what podcast, but apparently something about her, Ariana Katie's business, the partner, who was creating the menu, I guess that woman in the show, she went on a podcast. I don't know which one, but she trademarked something about her. So the sandwich shop is closed before it even opens. It's done. Not opening. Not happening. The lady stole their idea. Well, not really, because Katie and Ariana didn't trademark the company name, which they should have. They got screwed over. So guess what? If this opens, there is no something about her. Let's call it Ariana's revenge. I don't know. That's what this woman, I guess, said on the podcast. Or
no, wait, who is this woman? Is this woman the one that we see making the sandwiches?
I assume. You think I'm going to go listen to a podcast? I listen to this podcast, your podcast, Shannon Doherty's podcast, and that's about it. I appreciate everyone listening to this podcast. I'm such a wonderful, pleasant, I'm such a wonderful, happy, pleasant person here. God, am I getting as bitter in life as fucking Katie?
I listen to yours, Bill Maher's, Joe Rogan's, Juicy Scoop. Who else?
Oh, God, that crazy lunatic. Am I getting as bitter in life as fucking Katie? Please tell me if I'm a troll.
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, God, I apologize.
Because some of these other podcasters have great... some of them have good scoops. Some of them have good interviews. I mean, you know, I know what you're saying. I think the problem is lots of times with podcasting is
they kiss ass. They kiss ass. Milk toast. Do you have any milk toast for breakfast?
Some of them are bad. Anyway, okay. So we think it's the woman we see making sandwiches that has stolen the name. Wow. That would explain the delay. Because now I don't think it is opening. I think you're right. And you and I ought to go by and do an updated check. The deck was taken away. That was apparently a violation. It was so cute. And now somebody, I think the last time you and I even went, they had paper up in the walls, which usually indicates they've probably taken down all this, you know, interior, which leads you to believe it was staged for the show, perhaps. But something about her is a cute name. I don't know. I'd cut the woman in if I were her. I'd be like, look, chick, you one-upped us. But we love the name. But I get to your point, there is no way at this point in her career that Ariana Madix is going to be there slinging sandwiches. They're just...
No.
But couldn't Katie...
with Sheena buying a house and Lala buying... We have Sheena buying a house. Lala bought a new house. I mean, Maloney's an OG, so I guess we got to give her... I mean, I don't know what the fuck Schwartz is doing, but Katie is doing well for herself, too. I mean, she's not doing Ariana money, but she's doing okay, too. I mean, forget it. It's over. You're not opening the fucking thing. Just admit it. Just admit it. You lost the business, and you're not opening it. And I agree with you. We have Paparazzi. It's a very heavily paparazzi neighborhood right near Craig's. And we boarded up the windows to avoid everyone seeing that it was staged, and we took the whole fucking thing down.
I agree with LVP, and LVP certainly knows this. I do think it would have made quite a bit of money because they have huge supporters. You and I would have gone in, and when you and I went, it's right next to a fabulous AA meeting or an NA meeting. You would have gotten all that traction.
I believe it's AA.
The AAers would love a sandwich. I mean,
it's right near the Louis Vuitton store in West Hollywood, darling.
And you could do Tom Tom. You could do Sir. You could do something about Chaconis,
my favorite.
Chaconis. I mean, I don't know. Do you think we could be wrong and that it it is opening? Okay, well, there you go.
I said, Melissa Gogacita, Messy G, my girl, Messy G. I said that she was going to 100% be fired, and they didn't fire her. She's coming back, and she's back, and now we get to watch Teresa and Melissa not speak for a whole season. That sounds like a lot of fun and like an interesting TV show to watch. So can we be wrong, Sarah? I'm often wrong, but people like me anyway. I don't know why. They just find something to like about me, I guess. I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, it is strange. It is getting to the point that it's strange that it hasn't opened. And, you know, this is prime time to be rolling out something about her merch, and nothing is happening. And I think,
they made like $250, they said, on the merch each. So that's where people get mad that they, look, it's still an iconic pizza merch. They sold merch after all. Oh,
something sold something about her merch.
Yeah, so people have got they got up in arms like you're selling fake merch. Mind you, it's not fake, it's still iconic. And you know me. Oh, by the way, Jax just announced the other day, Jax's Studio City merch has been restocked. Just for everyone that's
great
curious and watching The Valley. We got to talk about The Valley for 1 minute before we go. I do talk about it on Patreon this weekend. I give a full recap about how we have a new breakout reality TV star, and her name is Kristen Doty. I'm being sarcastic. She's been there from the very beginning, but I talk really all good about The Valley on Patreon this weekend. So I don't think we're going to see it. Can Sarah and David be wrong? I don't know about you. I'm wrong all the time. The people still listen. What did you think of this?
You're right a lot of the time.
Thank you, darling.
I haven't watched The Valley, but it is getting a ton of buzz. I almost wonder if we should. People have certainly reached out and said, are you two going to cover it? I know you're covering it on your Patreon.
Patreon, I had to find a place for it. I'm also doing New Jersey on Patreon this week. I got something to say. I'm buying Beverly. Go on.
I mean, I'm pretty caught up in Sister Wives coverage. And
listen, I'll save it for the Patreon. There's a lot of good news and there's a lot of bad news associated with The Valley. And we can't have that discussion here today, but there's good news and bad news. What did you think of Vanderpump? Anything? How do you think how this ends? Because this Max thing is going on and that Brock, and Sheena was like, I'm staying out of this. Oh, and I mean, you got the highlight of the whole episode that Sheena has like 56 people on location.
Oh, that was good. That was really good. That was great. That was super creepy.
But like, I don't understand. You have to share your location with her to get on that list, right?
Well, she must be awfully good, I guess, at convincing people that they should share their locale because she's got 50 something on. That was funny. I bet. Do you know anyone that does that? I don't even think I have my husband's.
I hate even more than that. I fucking hate it. And sometimes you look down and you're like, oh, it's on. I hate these red receipts. Now I like when I could tell if someone else read it, but don't you think you're going to find out if I read your shit? Cause I read it and then I don't respond. All do that.
You can turn that off now on your Instagram, which is really lovely. Have you done that?
Oh, you could?
Yep. Yep. There's a setting.
Golly. No, I was talking about on text.
Oh, well, now you can do it on IG messages. So,
darling,
when you all get done listening to this, just Google how to turn off read receipts on IG messages. Because you know how, same thing for Instagram,
yeah,
for
I
a long
it.
Time, you can read, like if someone's read your message and they unfortunately can read. Because somebody that does listen to our podcast tries to always threaten me and says, I know where you live. And really? I heard it on Behind the Velvet Rope / Sarah Fraser Show.
Yeah, they try to start problems. Right.
And
yeah.
I don't read it, so I know who this person is. So, but you now you can turn them off. Just Google how to do it. And now they cannot tell if you have read their message. They have no idea. They do not get, once you shut off the setting, you got to do a couple things. You got to go into settings. You got to go into, anyway, Google the steps, but they have no idea whether you've read it or not anymore.
I'm going to Google it. Two final things before we go. Go to the police on this person. Bring it in. Claim harassment. Get a protective order. And also file a harassment charge. That's what I would. We'll talk afterwards. I would go do that.
Okay.
That. And second of all, John Mayer has just come out. He's apparently denied any past threesome with Miss Shay. He's actually annoyed and wants nothing to do with Miss Shay. I'm sure Andy is so thrilled with this. I'm sure he is so thrilled with this because Andy, let me tell you something, will be team John Mayer in the did you have a threesome with Miss Shay? Miss Shay will lose her job. There you go. I guess overall, a better episode than we expected, right?
So good. So good. And I love it so much. I'm now back on board. And we got a ton of tea. We have a ton of tea to get to, FYI.
Oh, our show tomorrow is going to be so good. Sarah, it's always a pleasure with you and with these wonderful humans. I really do enjoy my job. I'm not as bitter as Katie. I got something left in me, guys. I'll talk to you soon, Sarah.
Love you, gorgeous. See ya.
Bye.